Vanderhoof RCMP has launched an investigation into a series of disturbing letters mailed to several teachers and staff at Evelyn Dixon Elementary School. The contents of the letters have not been released to the public to avoid compromising the investigation, but it has raised considerable concern within the local community. The police are urging anyone with information that could assist in the investigation to contact the Vanderhoof RCMP. On November 11, SD91's Board of Education, along with other governing bodies, issued a joint statement condemning the harassment and reaffirming their support for affected staff. In the statement, South Dakota 91 said it is actively collaborating with the RCMP and provincial and local partners in their support for school staff. "We, along with our partners, wish to state firmly and unequivocally that intimidation and harassment are unacceptable behaviors that have no place in our schools, communities, or society," the joint statement read. "Staff members and students have the right to feel safe, valued, and respected in our learning environment, free from hate and fear." The statement also reaffirmed SD91's commitment to inclusivity, diversity, and equity in line with the BC Human Rights Code, which protects individuals from discrimination based on a wide range of factors, including race, religion, gender identity, and disability. Vanderhoof Mayor Kevin Motre also addressed the issue, expressing his concern in a statement issued on November 12. "I am deeply disturbed by the threatening mail that school district teachers and employees have received. These acts are completely unacceptable, illegal and immoral," Motre said. Motre also reiterated that these acts of hate do not represent the majority of people in Vanderhoof. "We are an inclusive community, and those who would commit such acts have no place here," he said. This is Motre's second statement within 2 months. Last month, on Election Day, October 19, he raised concerns about hate crimes in Vanderhoof after the town's only rainbow crosswalk was vandalized. Residents woke up to find the crosswalk spray painted in neon orange with the words, "Speak Truth, Save the Kids." At the time, Motre condemned the act, stating, "This is targeted hate and does not represent who we are as a community." The police are still investigating the vandalism incident and said they have not ruled out potential links to past vandalism and the letters sent to school teachers. Anyone with more information can contact the RCMP at 250-567-2222.